John Lance, good morning. Let me tell you, it's tough following Coach Saban. He's a fiery radio personality, and you know, that guy can sell ice to an Eskimo.
Well, you know, like I said, I got an email from somebody who thought that really wasn't, you know, they said, well, this is Coach Slocum on a mobile, and this is probably that Saban. Same thing with the Saban guy. Why do y'all have fake coaches on all the time? And I was just thinking, what made you think Coach Saban was, well, what was fake about that interview? When you hear the fire in his voice, you can tell. I get the feeling he likes coming on the show every week.
He does. He's a big cut up, and I think he really enjoys it. You can tell.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Well, Coach, your Ags.
Coach, I'm ready. You start.
Your Ags having a little trouble right now. You knew this would happen, though. It's a tough part of your schedule. A lot of the Ags, though, are a little disappointed with the lack of offensive productivity. For the second game in a row, your offense fails to score a touchdown, and it's got to be a little difficult for you to, you know, to know that your offense started off with had so much potential, started off on the good, you know, on a good foot, and now here recently, it's been very difficult for you guys.
Well, it's tough, Lance. You know, the expectations of our fans is very high. But you know, we went up there to Oklahoma, and we got 5 first downs. I mean, what exactly can we get more? Can you ask for? I thought the offense did a wonderful job, but you know, unfortunately, we can't beat Baylor. And I think that it's unfair to compare our program with Baylor and some of the other schools out there and their offenses. We're somewhat handicapped by what we can do out there. And I think 5 first downs against Oklahoma, you should have won that football game.
Well, I mean, if your defense scores 2 or 3 touchdowns a game
then
like they have been in the past, you know, you got a shot. Once again, the defense didn't do their job of trying to put points on the board.
No, they just went out there and laid down it. They scored 10 early, and after that, you know, they didn't do anything. So we're disappointed. We're really going to have to go back to the drawing board next week in order to
Your defense is going to have to do a little bit more in terms of getting the ball in the end zone.
Score
one touchdown is not enough, though. One touchdown ain't going to beat the defending national champions. You got to put 2, 3 in the end zone. That's my thought, Coach, and I know you're a defensive guy, and I think you think the same thing. I remember that time against Florida State about 5 years ago in the kickoff classic. Remember when you were down by, like, 2 touchdowns with about 2.5 minutes to go, and you didn't go for it on 4th and 4? You punted because you said, who knows, your defense might be able to turn the ball over and get a score out of it. So I know that's your thought process.
Absolutely. I think that's why we put the wrecking crew out there. They got to get the football and push in the end zone. The offense is out there just to take up time.
Right.
We're thankful that our offense has been allowing the defense to be on the field so much. And I think that's kind of exactly one of as many snaps on the defensive side of the ball as we can get.
So you
more opportunities.
That's right, and well, it should be. And this is big time for you, Coach. A little over a week, and you're going to be playing your arch rival, the Longhorns.
Well, it's a big game. It's the one we put the pencil around the calendar, and the Dr. Pepper Texas Shootout, I think it's called now. And it's a time to reflect kind of on the traditions of the schools and what this rivalry is all about, and kind of be thankful. You know, it's time of year to be thankful for everything, and we're thankful for the traditions of both the Aggies and the Longhorns. Like, you know, the Aggies over there, they got the thumbs up and they do the giggle. And the Longhorns, they got their little devil worship sign. They shove in your face and go, woo-hoo!
Right.
We're thankful for that. And, you know, of course, the Aggies got the Fighting Texas Aggie Band. They got their military dress and got their senior boots on. And the Longhorns over there, they got the show band of the Southwest. They got their burnt orange Matlock cowboy suits with their white cowboy hats. It looks like a Hee-Haw rerun.
Right.
That's a great tradition over there.
Different tradition.
We have Reveille, the American Collie. She's our mascot, stands on the sideline. Of course, they have the nationally famous Bevo, who's the nutless bovine.
So. You know, it's really, there's a lot of differences between the, well, now that you put it that way, Coach.
The nutless bovine.
Man, that is a lot different. A lot different.
That's what makes it special. You know, our fans get together. They really mesh well once they get in the stadium. Now there's a lot of kindness and loving out there. You know, but you know, 60 minutes out there, it gets rough. But other than that, you know, 364 days a year, we live in peace here in Texas.
Yeah, unless they run on your field, and then people get punched.
Well, then they're going to get a broomstick up their backside if they do that.
Well, I mean, you got to defend the field. I understand that concept, Coach. And I know '95 got a little bloody, got a little ugly, but. You know, don't start and I won't be none. I think that's pretty clear. Hey, Coach, what do you think about the Horns going up? There's an article that came out in the Dallas Morning News that said Major Applewhite, Cedric Benson, Sloan Thomas, Roy Williams, is about 8, 9 guys who are thinking about renting an RV and going up and cheering for Texas Tech against Oklahoma. that's just college, the good, clean college spirit of having a good time and some camaraderie and going to root against another team.
Well, it is. I think it brings back some of those Southwest Conference days. But, you know, I think they're just trying to help Tech out because, you know, somebody's got to go to those games. So they thought they'd buy a few tickets. And they better be careful, though. You know, those goalposts, they come flying up there quite a bit.
It's crazy up there, isn't it? How about the Golden Boy this week saying he was thinking about turning pro?
Good Lord, I was disappointed when I heard the news. I really hope he stays. I think he's got a shot to maybe bring home a trophy there in Austin for Coach Brown. And we were looking forward to seeing Ed Austin next year, so I surely hope he doesn't do that. But if he does come out, he'll be the number one pick to go to the Texans, hands down.
Hands down, no question about it. How about today's a big day, Coach, in Houston. The coaches get together, Mac Brown and R.C. Slocum, and they trade barbs. It's just a good, clean fun today here in Houston, isn't it?
As a matter of fact, at Ruggles tonight, like 6 to 12, it's $5 cover charge, but there's a big Aggie Longhorn. It's an annual Aggie Longhorn get-together tonight where they go and mix it up with each other. Not physically.
Right.
But it raises money for charity.
Has it ever gotten confrontational for you and Coach Brown at the Touchdown Club luncheon?
Well, not at all. But, you know, me and Magnick stepped outside one time and had some cross words, and he sucker punched me. But, no, I think Mac Brown, he's legit. He's a good coach up there. And hopefully it goes send those Longhorns up there to root Texas Tech on, and maybe he can win a championship for a chance.
Wait a minute. Coach Makovic, with the sweaters he wore and the really cordial.
Wine? He was drinking wine?
Yeah, he's very cordial. Seemed like a cordial man. I can't believe that he would sucker punch you, Coach. There must have been something behind that.
He got a little loopy on that Cabernet Sauvignon stuff, and he went up there. He tried to sucker punch you.
And what happened after that?
Well, he ended up in the garbage can. We went back up to the Austin and beat him by 30.
Okay, end of that story. Well, that's one of the reasons that's one of the reasons maybe he's not coaching the Texas Longhorns anymore.
Well, he's got it going on now in Arizona, though, huh?
Well, he's doing a fine job in Arizona. I think they've won 3 games and got beat by some Mountain West teams. So it's always going to be a bright future for Coach Magovey.
Yeah, great offensive mind.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Coach, we're going to take a break. You're going to take a break this weekend. You like the off week. You guys get to relax a little bit. You get away from football. What do you do when you get an off week here, Coach?
What the hell sideline's going to cover? All they've been doing is talking football,
yeah.
Aggie football, covering Aggie football. I wonder what they're going to do now.
Well, I wish they would kind of venture out and see some of the rest of the student body. Earlier in the year, they were doing that. I couldn't tell you except for I know that they're going to be in Sabisa this week and seeing what kind of mystery meat they're serving for lunch.
Hmm. That should be good stuff there. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time. And best, if you guys, you're off, Longhorns are off, you could send some of your Aggies up there to the Tech-Oklahoma game as well and, you know, maybe settle some scores up there with the Tech fans.
They're itching to get back up there and watch a game in Lubbock. I know our fans really enjoyed it up there. But just one more message to all the fans, you know, you can go ahead and stop all the fan mail. My box is full. I don't need any more fan mail about Gary Kubiak, Tyrone Willingham. My box is full, but we'll just save it to next week.
Okay, Coach. Your box is full, huh? We appreciate it.
Email box is full. His mailbox is full. He's just no more room.